but they did all right. Down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look tame. Oh, salad Annie, gator got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, because her mama wasn't working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious woman. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of pork salad and carry it home in a tote sack. Here you got your granny. Ooh. Everybody said it was a shame, because the mama wasn't working on the chain gang. A wretched, spiteful,
straight razor towing woman. Lord have mercy.
You sock a little poke salad to me.
Let's sop a little poke salad tonight. This morning, pain in the morning, 8:13 Thursday. Started off right, warming up for the weekend.
But Daddy was a lazy and no cat. I really had a bad back. All her brothers were fit for. See the watermelons out of my truck. Pass poke salad, Annie. Hey! Here got your granny.
I like to turn that up. I like to turn that up at about 2 in the morning. Let the wife know I'm still downstairs awake. A little poke salad. Were you playing poke salad at 3 a.m.? What's wrong with you? I'm not sure. We are 8:13, August 13th, and we are chipping away at the month. And we got a lot of news today, busy day, but I figure start out with a little poke salad. That's poke salad. Such a great song. This was my wedding song, I think. No, it wasn't. I get confused. shout out to everybody out there on Patreon.com and /TruePundit and Subscribestar.com/TruePundit, watching the video podcast and coming off the More Pain show and coming off a big Wednesday podcast. Download that thing, episode 36. Whoa. How can he compete with Elvis? He's getting fired up. Check out that episode 36. There's some crazy stuff on there. And we appreciate the help and the support on those two platforms which I always talk about. It's the best way to benefit us directly, so we can get a little poke salad of our own going. And let's get off to a good start here and off to the races. A lot of news. First headline, anti-lockdown Dr. Scott Atlas joins the coronavirus task force. Is Fauci finally out? Wow. We can only hope, right? Fauci bites the dust. We can only hope this guy's out. We can't get a read from our folks down there. What's going on? So maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that's a bad thing. Time will tell. The hell's the difference? It's not like we're busy. We're sitting around. President Trump announced Monday that Dr. Scott Atlas is joining the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Dr. Atlas is a former chief of neuroradiology at Stanford University Medical Center. We've had him on the show a lot, his quotes and some of his news stories featured on the show a lot here. He's a senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institution. Before joining the team, Atlas penned an op-ed in The Hill that showed his approach to the coronavirus outbreak is much different than that of Anthony Chicken Little Fauci, who favors draconian lockdowns and now wants people to wear goggles to avoid getting a virus that most people recover from easily. We can only hope that Fauci bites the dust here, as far as the coronavirus task force is concerned in the White House. Fauci bites the dust. It's just going to be an hour of me saying, Fauci bites the dust. Here are some excerpts from the piece that Atlas wrote titled, The Data is... I don't know what the hell the title is. Who cares what the title is? Let's see what... They got this all fucked up. Where's this from? Somebody's going to bite the dust around here. They get their shit together. Five key facts are being ignored by those calling for continuing the near total lockdown. This is what Atlas had written. Fact one, the overwhelming majority of people do not have any significant risk of dying from COVID-19. The recent Stanford University antibody study now estimates that the fatality rate if infected is likely 0.1 to 0.2%, a risk far lower than previous World Health Organization estimates that were 20 to 30 times higher and that motivated isolation policies. These people should all be put in fucking jail. That's not Atlas, that's me. We've talked about all the same stuff, but we'll go over it again. Same point for point. We featured this article previously, but I don't have a problem doing it again. We hope Fauci bites the dust. We hope Fauci bites the dust. Protecting older at-risk people eliminates hospital overcrowding. A Dr. Horowitz of NYU Medical Center concluded age is far and away the strongest risk factor for hospitalization. Even early WHO reports noted that 80% of all cases were mild, and more recent studies show a far more widespread rate of infection and lower rate of serious illness. Half of all people testing positive for the infection have no symptoms at all. The vast majority of younger, otherwise healthy people do not need significant medical care if they catch this infection. So let's lock down the whole country. Yeah. Jesus Christ. I got to try to keep it together here for the show because I'm going to fucking snap on this bullshit. But... Fact three, vital population immunity is prevented by total isolation policies, prolonging the problem. In this virus, we know that medical care is not even necessary for the vast majority of people who are infected. It's so mild that half of infected people are asymptomatic, shown in early data from the Diamond Princesship, and then in Iceland and Italy. That has been falsely portrayed as a problem requiring mass isolation. In fact, infected people without severe illness are the immediately available vehicle for establishing widespread immunity by transmitting the virus to others in the low-risk group who then generate antibodies. They block the network of pathways toward the most vulnerable people, ultimately ending the threat. So, I mean, this is like, we've talked about this. So now this guy's on the coronavirus task force. He goes into other things here. Let's see. I want to talk about this stuff because it's important. Fact four, people are dying because other medical care is not getting done due to hypothetical projections. An estimated 80% of brain surgery cases were skipped. Acute stroke and heart attack patients missed their only chances for treatment, some dying and many now facing permanent disability. These guys, this is on their, the blood is on their hands. Fauci, Burks, Redfield. It's just Cuomo, Murphy, Wolf, goes on and on and on. Fact five, we have a clearly defined population at risk who could be protected with targeted measures. It is common sense, achievable goal to target isolation policy to that group, including strictly monitoring those who interact with them. Nursing home residents, the highest risk, should be the most straightforward to systematically protect from infected people, given that they already live in confined spaces with highly restricted entry, unless you try to kill them like Cuomo and his friends, Murphy and other folks, who will get away with it, like I've said. It goes on and on and on. Good stuff. Good notes there. A positive sign. Hopefully Fauci does bite the dust to get him the fuck off my television screens, out of my living room, off my computer screen, and we can be done with that guy. I mean, I don't know. I've said it before. I'll just say it again. And I'm not going to get involved in it right now because the election's coming up. If Biden wins, Fauci put him in the White House. Plain and simple. We'll see what happens. Wisconsin forces people to wear masks even during Zoom meetings. What? Somebody needs to give me shelter. We go to Give Me Shelter, or maybe I'll go to the Silhouettes, get a job. That's better. Wisconsin state government is forcing government employees to wear masks while at home alone when they're on Zoom meetings. You ever watch a Green Bay Packers game and the fans are in the stands and they have a block of cheese on their head? Now we're finding out that that's not just something they wear to the game. They apparently wear this all over the place. These fucking cheeseheads are out and about. And it's Swiss cheese because there's not a lot upstairs, if you know what I mean. In an email to employees sent out July 31st, the head of Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources not only reminded employees of Governor Tony Nevers going to get elected again, mask order, giving and going into effect on August 1st. He also said that every Department of Natural Resource employee must wear a mask even while on a teleconference. How you guys doing out there?
I feel pretty good.
Where you going at? What? You have to speak up.
I'm going on a headway. I'm doing really good out here. I'll fucking stab you.
Also, wear your mask, even if you're home, to participate in a virtual meeting that involves being seen, such as a Zoom or another video conferencing platform, by both DNR staff and non-DNR staff. Preston Cole said, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, set the safety example which shows you as a DNR public service employee who cares about the safety and health of others. Yeah. Show the world that you are a flaming fucking jackass and a moron. Be sure you show the world that. Get a job. Get a job, you hobos. By wearing a mask while video conferencing with the general public, we visually remind folks that masking is an important part of navigating the business of natural resources during the tumultuous time. Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources spokeswoman Megan Sheridan told McClatchy News, even though the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says there's no reason to wear a mask in your own private residence. I've seen a lot of people from Wisconsin. They should wear a bag over their head, not a mask. You know who should wear a mask? Senator Johnson. He should put a mask over his head and he should blindfold himself and go for a drive on 495. See how that works out. He just can't even make it up. Wisconsin. There are good people in Wisconsin. I don't know what the hell happened to them. They're not in the government, apparently. Can you imagine you'd be sitting at home on a conference call wearing a mask? Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you that sad of a person that you would do that? I mean, what's the point? I don't get it. It's all about, well, I do get it. It's all about control. These people, a lot of these geeks and these nerds finally have a chance to control people. They're waiting their whole lives. They've been pushed around, ridiculed, marginalized. Now they can make you choke on your own carbon dioxide. We'll show them who push us around. We'll kill those people. Put your mask on. Choke yourself to death. I mean, it's insane. You notice that a lot of the people who tell people to wear masks all day are people who don't have to wear masks all day. That's another thing I've noticed. Now, the people should wear their masks. Do you wear one? No, I don't wear one. What are you talking about? I wouldn't wear one all day, but they should. They're working out. They're working. Folks, we have some dumb fuckers in this country, and unfortunately, we have to navigate them every day. Can we split it down the middle and put the dumb people on one end, and we'll take the other end? I don't care what end. I prefer to stay on the East Coast, but the West Coast is nice, too. As long as we get the cement heads out of the picture. Split it down the middle, and I'll go up in the attic and find my luggage and start packing if I have to. Here's one for you. One-third of Americans would say no to a COVID-19 vaccine, even if it was for free. What do you got for that? Okay, we'll use a little bit of that. More than a third of Americans say they would not get a COVID-19 vaccine right now, even if it was for free and FDA approved, according to a Gallup poll. Political party affiliation is the biggest difference maker, as 81% of Democrats said they would get the vaccine, while less than half of Republicans, 47%, said they would get the vaccine. Might be a good way to thin out the herd. 81%. You guys, you 81% of Democrats, you go get it first. Let us know how it works out. We're right behind you. How far behind? I thought you just said you're right behind us. Yeah, about 5 years behind. You guys go get it. You trust the government types. God bless you. More people need to get educated on this. Democrat, Republican, Independent, Space Alien. Whatever your affiliation is, you have to get educated. It may change your mind. Your life may just depend on it, given Bill Gates' history around the world with vaccines. Literally depend on it. At the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic, the federal government poured $10 billion into Operation Warp Speed, which aims to deliver 300 million doses of a vaccine to Americans by January 2021. That's a Christmas present, right? Get a little shot of battery acid. And what are we getting for Christmas this year, Dad? Oh, it's not coming until January. Some guys from the Army are coming, and they're going to give everybody a present right in the arm. Ah, Army guy. I like Army guys. Since that $10 billion, the government has provided funding to several different companies to develop vaccines, including $1.6 billion to Novavax, $1.95 billion to Pfizer, $1 billion to Johnson & Johnson, and $1.2 billion to AstraZeneca. I don't know where this is from, but there's several misspellings. It's from Fox News, that's why. It's not written properly. I'm serious. I think it's AI who writes these things. The companies are spelled wrong. There's words missing. I got to be a fucking wizard to pump this stuff out and not sound like I have marbles in my mouth. Moderna announced on July 27th that it was entering a phase 3 clinical trial of its vaccine, which will enroll about 30,000 adult suckers. volunteers. I told you, these words are all jumbled up. Pfizer also recently announced that it was entering phase 3 with its vaccine. It takes years for a vaccine to reach stage 3 or phase 3 of a FDA clinical trial. Years. This has been weeks. How do you think it's going to work out? And there's been no allowed testing on animals. That's usually a step as well. You're the guinea pig. You understand that? Remember that when you line up. Let's go get the shot. It's free. My mommy can't move now. I don't know. What's wrong? I mean, it's not a reach. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert. This is what Fox actually spouts, this bullshit. Fox is so lost. Fox is just sad. How about this? Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease fraudster, warned Friday during a conversation at Brown University School of Public Health that a vaccine isn't a cure-all. Oh, so let's make sure everybody gets it then. Yeah, and we can spend a lot more money on it. That makes a lot of sense. Fauci. Everything he says, he's like the reverse King Midas. You know what King Midas was? Everything he touched turned to gold. Everything Fauci touches turns to shit. he's a reverse King Midas. Let's see. Financially devastated, 83% of New York City restaurants are unable to pay July rent. Well, that's bad news. 83%? Is that right? So if you've been in New York to some of the fine restaurants they had, you're not going back. New York City Hospitality Alliance surveyed about 500 owners and operators of eateries in the city, with 83% of respondents indicating they wouldn't pay the entire rent in July, while 37% paid no rent at all.
All my troubles seem so far away.
To make matters worse, 71% of owners and operators said landlords would not waive portions of rent due to COVID-19. What's the game here if you own a place and you're not going to waive rent? Do you actually think if these people move out, you're going to get tenants? How? Doug fucking Henning's going to come back from the dead and do a magic trick? About 61% said landlords would not defer rent payments, while 90% of landlords would not formally renegotiate leases. Good. You're going to fucking get stuck with it then. You realize that, right? Landlords out there? Can't do anything about to these people personally. You have no recourse legally personally if they're an LLC or a company, unless they signed a personal guarantee for the rent. And even if they did, how are you going to collect if they have no money? These landlords, some of the dumbest fuckers you'd ever meet. They always think because they own some land that they have it all figured out. I would say to landlords who are in this position, a bird in hand is worth more than two in the bush. No, that doesn't have anything to do with Bill Clinton's social life. What? If you got a tenant there, work with the tenant. You may never get another tenant in that building ever. You understand? People are not going to be coming. One, people are not going to be coming to your shitbox city. That's number one. Two, people who live there and business owners who operate businesses there are going to get out of that shitbox city as well, if they have a brain. Indoor dining in the city remains halted. Outdoor dining service is not generating sufficient revenue to cover rent and other expenses. It's hard to eat outside and have some guy come by and crack you over the head with a 2x4, tell you that you're a white piece of trash.
I didn't see that on the menu. Was that an appetizer? Or I get the asparagus for my rice?
That's one of our specials today, sir. I forgot to read it to you.
Oh, Jesus, this place.
Small business owners in the industry continue to express significant concerns about surviving the pandemic and staying viable in the future. Through July, Open Table restaurant data reveals foot traffic at eateries remains depressed. in the story on True Punter, there's a bunch of charts there if you like charts. Some restaurants in the city are just calling it quits, liquidating everything they have on Facebook Marketplace. It looks like the once great New York City is a thing of yesterday. Sad. Nothing lasts forever. Especially when communists are in charge. Sad. It is. It is sad. What do we have for this psychopath, Kamala Harris? I'm going to play a little music here, and then we'll take a little drink of water while going into it, and then come back into story. Because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money. It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far. Because you know it don't matter anyway. Say money, money won't get you too far. Get you too far. I got a little nephew comes up to me a couple weeks ago. Little guy. 6, 7 years old. I don't know what he is. He says, hey, Uncle Mike. You ever hear of a group called Daryl Hall and John Oates? I said, yeah, I think I might have heard of them. And he said, those guys are pretty good. And he just walked away. How can you not? I mean, kids are the fucking best. They're the best. They say crazy things like that. I remember that the rest of my life. I just walked away. Yeah, those guys are pretty good. I got some hits. I'm thinking, where in the hell did this kid hear of Hall & Oates? Well, his dad and his mom were teaching him well. With all the slop that's out there now. Thank God. But it was just the funniest thing. Oh, God bless him. Speaking of rich girls and kids, move into a more of an unfortunate story here. We have something on the top leading True Pundit right now related to this. Kamala Harris failed to prosecute priest sex abuse cases despite victims' pleas. When I go to True Pundit real quick, because we moved this story late. Usually I don't move stories late. But I wanted to get it up because, let me pull it up here. Headline says, warning, graphic video, child sex abuse victim details how San Francisco DA Kamala Harris protected rapists who walked away free. So that's at the top of the page of True Pundit. That'll probably be up there through the morning. But, and then I saw this that was prepped for me, which means there'll be another story on it tomorrow, but the video is, it's from The Intercept. It's really something else. I mean, this is who you're dealing with. This woman will fit right into DC. And she has, as a senator, but I mean, total. Unbelievable. She's nuts, too, on top of everything else. Now, Joe Biden announced that Tuesday he has chosen Senator Kamala Harris as his running mate, a person the presumptive Democrat nominee described as a fearless fighter for the little guy and one of the country's finest public servants. Right after that, he had his warm cookie and he went to bed. During Harris's tenure as San Francisco's chief prosecutor, however, she showed no signs of fighting for the little guy. When she failed to prosecute any of the sexual abuse claims brought against Catholic priests in the city, despite outcries from victims groups and also victims. If you watch that video, chilling. In fact, as Peter Schweitzer observed in his book titled Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, during her 13-year tenure as district attorney and then attorney general, Harris failed to prosecute even one case of pre-sexual abuse. Though during that same period, at least 50 major cities had brought charges against priests. At the same time, Harris failed to pursue prosecution of cases of pre-sexual abuse. Her office would strangely hide vital records on abuses that had occurred, Schweitzer revealed. The bombshell details show that while Harris's predecessor, former San Francisco District Attorney Terrence Hallinan, had launched an aggressive investigation into priests of the Archdiocese of San Francisco who were accused of rampant sexual abuse, Harris's campaign to unseat Hallinan showed an unusual influx of unparalleled donations from high-level officials of the Catholic Church. Yeah. Careful when you sell your soul to the devil, Kamala. Sometimes you can't buy it back. In addition to campaign donations from multiple law firms defending San Francisco priests against abuse claims, Schweitzer observed that board of members of San Francisco Catholic Archdiocese related organizations and family members donated another $50,000 to Harris's campaign. The author explained that attorney Paul Rene of Cooley Godward was the husband of former San Francisco City Attorney Louise Rene, a mentor to Harris. Paul Rene worked with lawyer Joseph Rusinello, who, as Schweitzer wrote, negotiated the agreement to bury the abuse records from public view. Folks, this is what they call a backroom deal, a smoky backroom deal. This is who Harris is. She's a puppet. That's all she is. Though Harris has touted her early career as a sexual crimes prosecutor after she won her runoff campaign against Hallinan, her office actually worked to cover up the records of claims of sexual abuse by priests in the San Francisco Archdiocese. According to Schweitzer, Hallinan's office had used the Archdiocese files to guide its investigations and talk publicly about releasing the documents after removing victims' names and identifiers. Harris, on the other hand, abruptly decided to bury all the records. For some reason, she did not want the documents released in any form. Harris's office claimed that the cover-up was about protecting the victims of abuse. District Attorney Harris focuses her efforts on putting child molesters in prison, her office claimed. We're not interested in selling out victims to look good in the paper. You watch that video we have on True Pundit. And the victim, one of the victims, comments directly on that point. Says that's just basically a lie. She did nothing for the victim. She did nothing for him. He went to her. His lawyers went to her. Nothing. Just what we need. Maybe she can get a job with the Clinton Foundation. She could fit right in there. This crazy. It's insane to think this woman could be president. She could be president. The fuck? What's going on? How do you think that's going to go if that would happen? Oh, my God. Mildred better get out the brochures. Get out the brochures, Mildred. We're going on a Viking cruise for 30 years. Crazy's right, Patsy Cline. This was a, speaking of crazy, we'll keep crazy rolling. Can't, it's hard to turn down Patsy Cline until the song's over. I think it's like a sign of disrespect. Air Force helicopter forced to land after taking gunfire over Virginia. What? An Air Force helicopter was forced to land and get medical attention for a crew member after it was shot at over Virginia. McClatchy reports that a UH-1N Huey helicopter is assigned to the 1st Helicopter Squadron at Joint Base Andrews was targeted while performing a training mission. I don't even... What do we have for that? There's nothing here. Good, we'll just roll with it then. The Manassas Regional Airport was alerted around 12:20 p.m. that the helicopter was coming in and that medics would be meeting it. The wounded crew member was taken to a hospital, treated, and released. U.S. News spoke with the Air Force spokesman who reported the helicopter is struck by a bullet. What the hell is going on? The helicopter is part of the 1st Helicopter Squadron, which supports the movement of the president and other senior government officials to and from Andrews. You know the FBI is all over that, and they should be. Hopefully they figure out who this maniac was. There's no shortage of maniacs. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. These closet fools, these closet maniacs are going to pop up all over the place because they're frustrated. There's so many different things going on to frustrate them, and that's going to bring folks out of the woodwork, I'm afraid. And not the folks that that Christopher Wray says it's the white conservative men are dangerous. And oh, are they really? That's the fucking glue that holds this country together, you dumb shit. Go back to Yale. I'll have to play the Yale quote from American Psycho if you know the movie. What Yale thing? That's for Pain After Dark. We can't. This is a family show, goddammit. We can't fucking say that on here. A report, New York City moved convicted pedophiles very near to elementary school. Man, New York City is just... Bill de Blasio is the best, isn't he? Bill de Blasio and his pedophiles and that he moves near schools and everything he's doing, he should just get his ass back. Get back. As part of the city's much-criticized coronavirus response, New York City officials reportedly placed at least 6 homeless pedophiles who are on parole at a luxury Manhattan hotel only 1 block from an elementary school playground, which is a violation of state law. 6 convicted pedophiles. Unbelievable. The 6 convicted pedophiles are listed on the state sex offender registry as current residents at the Belle Claire Hotel, which sits under 1,000 feet from public school number 87. The New York Post reported this week. New York state law bars such high-risk sex offenders on probation or parole from knowingly entering into or upon schools or other facilities primarily used by children. If a minor is present, courts have interpreted that to mean they must keep 1,000 feet away from schools at all times. I mean, the state is putting the city is putting them there. Number one. Number two, why are these hobos in a luxury hotel? And when I gotta go somewhere, I'm staying at a Motel 6 and I gotta foot the bill. And these guys, the country and the world's upside down. I'm the guy now fishing through a dumpster for a fishbone, and these guys are eating prime rib at a 5-star hotel. Maybe we got it all wrong out here. Maybe we just should stop working. Maybe this communism thing's pretty goddamn good. Fuck's sake. That's satire. Everybody relax out there. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it, Mildred. We got him. We got him. Clip that. Clip that and put it out on social media. We got this son of a bitch now right where we want. One of the pedophiles moved into the hotel, was convicted of physically overpowering and having sex with a 4-year-old girl. Come on, this is going to turn my stomach. One was convicted in 2010 for using threats to force intercourse on a 6-year-old boy. One used threats to rape a 10-year-old girl. One repeatedly sexually molested a child who was under the age of 11. One was convicted in 2013 of a rape for repeatedly using physical force to overpower and have intercourse with a 16-year-old girl. One was convicted in 2015 of forcibly sexually assaulting a 15-year-old girl. Who made the hotel reservations? Kamala Harris? Can't even. Now these hobos are living it up in a luxury hotel on your dime, on my dime. Yeah, keep paying those taxes. Keep paying through the nose so these pedophiles have a place to live. A group called Upper West Siders for Safer Streets wrote on its Facebook website, 500-plus single homeless men, including mentally ill chemical abusers, registered sex offenders, have been moved to three hotels in the neighborhood close to schools and playgrounds without any community vote or notice. Yeah, the Blasio just puts them there. What does the Blasio care? Maybe Cuomo can put some of these hobos up in his brother's basement. Seems like he's got a pretty big house down there. Put some of these people in his brother's basement. Kamala can probably find them. She seems to have taken care of sexual predators and pedophiles pretty damn well in her career. Maybe get her involved. She can relocate them. San Francisco. Protect them like she protected all these other cretins. New headline, Portland prosecutor likely to drop charges against rioters who injured cops, citing instinctive reaction to police. These poor guys are going. They're getting streeted. Don't you forget about me. Portland prosecutor just forgot about the cops. No wonder they're retiring out there. Scores of 500 people who were arrested during the nearly 75 days of violent Portland riots will have their charges dropped by the new Black Lives Matter approved district attorney. Fuck's sake. Eastbound and down. Get the hell out of Portland. What a shitbox. The county district attorney, Mike Schmidt, announced that his default position is not to prosecute, and the most crimes by rioters will be forgiven and forgotten. All charges dropped. Let's reward the street bums. Let's reward the varmints. Let's reward the vagrants. Let's reward the sewer rats, the gutter snipes, the communists, the dirtballs. The scumbags, let's reward them and punish the cops. It's a slap in the face to every cop in Portland. They haven't done themselves any favors through the years recently, the Portland police, but with a lack of respect like this, I'm not surprised. The list of crimes runs the gamut from interfering with a police officer to disorderly conduct and rioting. Interfering with a cop, criminal trespass, harassment, escape in the third degree, rioting. Unbelievable. Attacks on police officers and resisting arrest will be scrutinized based on whether, and we're not making this up, folks. Police caused rioters to react because they used tear gas or other crowd control measures, causing rioters to instinctively lash out, in quotes, instinctively lash out. Those three words are in quotes. It's pretty good. It's like letting a bank robber off because the money in the drawer made him or her instinctively pull out a weapon and a note demanding it be stuffed in a sock or a pillowcase. It wasn't the bank robber's fault. The money was talking to him. Who's writing the laws out here, Son of Sam? Is David Berkowitz writing the criminal code that he hears from his dog? What the fuck is going on out here? He told the Oregon Public Broadcasting that his attorneys will scrutinize every case to determine if the person's intent was to resist, arrest, or injure a police officer. Oh, this guy looks like a real genius. Schmidt says some of the actions of protesters represent the instinctive reaction of people who have been gassed repeatedly, who have been struck with kinetic projectile weapons, and who have seen other protesters arrested in ways they deeply disapprove of. And wait till the hobos and the street varmints march on this Schmidt's house, and he changes his tune.
These guys need to be... These guys are out of control.
Right? Wait till they go to his house. Another guy who's going to appease the mob and likely end up a victim. Folks, I hate to say it, if you're in these cities, get the fuck out. These guys like Schmidt, they're dangerous. They are dangerous people. Schmidt basically said that if an assault on a police officer or resisting arrest occurred when police were clearing an area with tear gas, for example, that he would drop the charges, or consider dropping the charges. His staff plans to determine the intent with which the rioter used violence to determine whether he or she is worthy of prosecution or restorative justice. The fuck is that? I don't even know what that's about. You see where this broadcast is going? It's going right down that fucking hill. Oh, man. Right back to the same thing, guys. Despite Chicago police chief demand for accountability, the first looter goes free on $500 bond. What? Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown unloaded on reporters Monday, blasting the Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox with two X's. Remember this bitch? She's another criminal. She's the one who let Smollett off. Blasting Kim Fox and others responsible for handling criminal matters for failing to ensure looters and rioters arrested in the first round of incidents in May. And they're not going to face any consequences because Kim Street the Criminals Fox is still running the show in Chicago. No wonder your city is a sewer. And a clogged toilet. No wonder. Despite his pleas, the first of Sunday's looters, arraigned Tuesday, was required to post just $500 to get out of jail. Despite breaking into, allegedly, the windows of the Burberry boutique and reportedly assaulting a Chicago police officer with a brick. Pretty good deal, $500. In Philadelphia, you'd need 500 stitches. He threw a brick at a cop. Despite his pleas. I might be a little bit run down. Words are... My mouth is not calibrated with my brain. You all been there, right? What do you do when that happens? You just keep on rolling. You plow through it. This is as real of a show as you're ever going to listen to. There's not much pretension here. This guy. At 12:52 a.m. Monday, two cops assigned to help deal with the looting on the Magnificent Mile allegedly saw suspect Demzik Lomax holding a brick next to a window at the Burberry store. Police reports they watched as he threw the brick into the store's window and officers moved in. When a sergeant approached Lomax, the Joliet residence, wound up and threw a brick at the cop, striking him. Police chased Lomax down Ontario Street and arrested him. Other looters threw rocks, a clay pot, and other objects at officers as they led Lomax away. What? In Chicago bond court Tuesday, prosecutors charged Lomax who has 3 prior felony convictions for narcotics-related crimes, with felony aggravated battery of police officer, criminal damage to property resisting police, and announced their intention to also charge Lomax with looting in an afternoon. Well, looting in an afternoon. I mean, you should have waited till night. It's probably a lesser charge. Chicago is very, I mean, they have looting laws for all different times of the day. But a Cook County judge let Lomax go on $5,000 bond, of which Lomax was only required to pay 10%. For you math challenged folks out there, that's $500. His family posted the bond. You know what I would have done if you got the bond? I'd also get through the brick in. I would throw the brick in. Here, you can have your brick back, pal. Here, Lomax, here's the brick. Whoops. Sorry, I mean to strike you in the head with it. No wonder cops are frustrated. Escape from New York. Wealthy residents flee in droves as the city degenerates into a hellhole. Now we're talking. This is what I'm talking about. Is this the, let's see, this goes on for a while. That's pretty good. Escape from New York, I've said this for, 6 months now? Ask Jason Goodman, I'm always on him. When are you getting out of there? When are you getting out of there? When are you getting out of there? You can always get out and go somewhere else. He said, where do I go? I said, world is your oyster. You can always go up the country. It's a whole world out there, brother. Hundreds of residents of wealthy residents. Where is this? I guess I should say hundreds of thousands of wealthy residents have already left New York City, and more are leaving every day as America's biggest city rapidly degenerates into a hellhole. I looked up I'm in New York on some travel site a couple weeks ago. I don't know what I was doing. Now people leave, they leave reviews. It just said hellhole. It's tough to come back from that review. That's a tough one. Roughly 5% of residents, or about 420,000 people, left the city between March 1st and May 1st. And the city's very wealthiest blocks in neighborhoods like the Upper East Side, the West Village, Soho, and Brooklyn Heights, residential population decreased by 40% or more, while the rest of the city saw comparably modest changes. That's a big deal. Those are the money areas. Just a few days ago, New York Governor Andrew I Like to Kill Old People Cuomo lamented the fact that this mass exodus is hitting tax revenues really hard. So all they give a fuck about is taxes. We want our money. Come on back and pay us through the nose. What's the matter with you people? Jesus Christ, these people are greedy. A single percent, 1% of New York's population pays half of the state's taxes, he said, and they're the most mobile people on the globe. But New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is taking a completely different tone. At this point, he doesn't seem to care whether the wealthy come back or not. Why would he? The guy never had a fucking job in his life. What would he know about making wealth? This guy hasn't done shit his whole life. None of these people have. Mayor de Blasio couldn't care less if wealthy people leave the city for good because of the coronavirus pandemic, telling reporters on Friday that he won't bend over backwards for the 1% to return to New York City. How much of a hellhole do you want to make this place, pal? Let me know, because it's going to get worse as people decide to get the hell out. There's a whole world out there, folks. It's like Willy fucking Wonka. It's a whole world out there. Get some fizzy soda and float the fuck away out of that place. See the world. Roam around a little bit. B-52s will tell you to roam. Mayor de Blasio can continue to deny reality if he wishes, but without a doubt, the lack of revenue is starting to have a major impact de Blasio. People who never had a job in government. Some of the most dangerous people you could ever want to encounter. They're completely oblivious. Most of them are communists. And they're dangerous. You'll end up dead. These people will end up killing you. They already have. Look at the people in New York they've killed. It's no accident. Get the fuck out. The sanitation budget was cut more than $100 million. And at this point, giant mountains of trash are starting to pile up around the city. Photos show bags filled with leftover food scraps, cans and bottles piled high on the sidewalks, overflowing out of corner litter baskets. Dead rats have been found among the waste, and raccoons have been spotted climbing out of the garbage cans. And they've even found dead rats in the street. Not just City Hall. Oh, I'm sorry. Those are the people that have been elected. I get mixed up. Meanwhile, crime rates are absolutely skyrocketing. In fact, the number of shootings in the city during the month of July was 177% up. Up 177 compared to the same month a year ago. That's shootings of people, not the rats. There are no stats for people shooting rats. I'm sure that's up as well. Not mob rats, the actual varmints. New York City's wealthiest neighborhood is grappling with a spike in armed robberies. Manhattan's Upper East Side has seen 27 robberies over the past 4 weeks, 286% increase from last year. Over on the Upper West Side, a different sort of problem is making headlines. Hundreds of homeless people who have been put up in luxury hotels on Manhattan's Upper West Side by the city as part of its efforts to prevent COVID-19 outbreaks and shelters are terrifying residents by urinating, sleeping, and taking drugs in the streets. I think I speak for many travelers who said this was never mentioned on Travelocity.
In this hotel, and there's people urinating all over the place. It's got to get a lousy write-up on Yelp.
In July, it emerged 139 of the city's iconic hotels, which had been forced closed for months, had agreed to take in homeless people for $175 per person per night as part of a scheme by the city to try to avoid a breakout of COVID-19 in homeless shelters. No, it's a scheme by the city to use tax dollars, probably your tax dollars, your federal tax dollars, to put these people up in $400 a night hotel rooms, because I'm sure it's two hobos to a room. $175 each. That's just the rack rate. That's not the 12% rate for taxes. All this tax, that tax, hobo tax, homeless tax, COVID tax, mumps tax, black plague tax, smallpox tax, polio tax. $500, $600 a night. It's a pretty good gig for these hotels, right? Congratulations. You're open, but you're a hellhole. Even, hey, remember that. You better get a list of these hotels if you plan on traveling to New York. You know what I mean? The elevator comes down to take you to your room, and there's six guys in there with a trash can fire. You might want to find a new hotel. Even worse, it's been revealed that quite a few of the individuals that are being housed in these luxury hotels, as I've said, and we just covered in the previous article, are registered sex offenders.
Was that listed as an amenity? I didn't see that. They got a coffee maker. They got free Wi-Fi. They got an iron. They got a room safe. It didn't say anything about sex offenders. They should list that on the website.
I don't even know what to say to that stuff. That stuff's insane. Same stuff over and over and over. We're talking about New York City. New York City is one of the reasons, the main reason in New York State, de Blasio and Cuomo, their fecklessness, I think criminal. It borders on criminal manslaughter charges and what they've done. And they were basically responsible for shutting down the entire United States because the death rates, the fatality rates, I was saying murder rates. These people were murdered, as far as I'm concerned. Drove the national narrative that, oh, everything's going to be as bad as New York City. No, it's not. No, it's not. And no, it wasn't. Okay? These criminals ran up the numbers. I mean, it's so basic. And more numbers are going to come out. You're going to see. They say 6,000 old people died, senior citizens, in long-term care facility. Bullshit. I think you're looking at 20,000, 30,000. We'll see. It'll come out. I've said for a long time, there's a lot more people, and that it'll come out. Folks, we appreciate the support on patreon.com/truepundit and subscribestar.com/truepundit. Or get the video podcast of this pain in the morning. Also, you get a first crack at all of our other stuff. The big Wednesday podcast we had, number 36, that's a good one. We had, who do we have on that? We the CDC cold called me and did a survey. That didn't work out so well for them. Number one. Number two, Stephen Hoffenberg was back on, former publisher of the New York Post and long-term business partner of Jeffrey Epstein, with more groundbreaking intel about the crime duo that was protected as well by the feds in the city. And it's really amazing. New York City is definitely a hellhole. New York State is not far behind. And I have friends there and I feel for you, but you have options. Get the hell out. We appreciate the support. It goes a long way. We're not funded by millionaires or billionaires, so every little bit helps. Kick in a couple dollars here, a couple dollars here. We'll stretch it out. We will and we have, and it goes a long way. So thanks again. We'll do it again tomorrow. Pain in the morning on Friday as we wind down another week. Head for the middle of the month, down the home stretch of the summer, 2020. A summer that will live in infamy in my house, I know. Probably in your house as well. So take care of yourself and God bless. Just another heart in need of rescue.